but Roger Rashid has been good enough to take our call. We normally talk to him about tactics and matchups, etc. We might even have time for that, but let's find out his initial reaction to the biggest news in sport globally right now. Welcome to you, Roger.
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, it's quite enormous. I don't think it was something that we were not expecting. I think we were going to see a ball being hit back over the net by the Australian government, and well, it's been hit pretty firmly, hasn't it?
I guess the issue now, Roger, is if he does get an injunction, is it the right thing for him to go back and play? Not that he cares about the right thing, it would appear at the moment. He's only thinking about himself and his, you know, want to win the tournament, and that's okay. I accept all that. But do you think it's the right thing for him to go back? I mean, Tsitsipas has already enunciated what just about everybody, I suspect, is feeling. They are feeling as if he's got special treatment and they're not happy.
Yeah, look, I think, first of all, yes, I agree with you. Like, the athlete's selfish. We're all, you know, an individual athlete and, you know, and teams, it's a selfish environment and you've got to be single-minded. But there's also a moral, you've got to have a moral compass. And right now, I think you put that aside for whatever you're chasing and whatever your dreams are. And you look at the big picture, and for the big picture, some legitimate role modelling globally.
Yep.
And we've seen it hasn't been great in the past. That I just think if he was able to sit back and say, I need to take this off the table, I need to move away and actually acknowledge and respect, you know, that it's not all about sport right this minute. Yeah, I would think that would be probably the best position that Novak could take. Will he take that? I don't think so. I'm sure it's not going to be the case.
It is crazy when you sit back and just think about it. A country has asked you to leave. You're a sportsman.
Mm.
I mean, he's been the great. He's been the king of our Rod Laver Centre Court for the best part of a decade. And yet it's got to a point where we've asked him to leave and he's going to fight to stay.
Well, we're acknowledging all the good things that so take away the sport. We do know what he's done in the sport. So we'll take our hat off to him for that. That's outstanding. But right now, you know, what about your peers? You're the top of the game. You've got a whole locker room of players. You've got players on the men's and women's side who have all got themselves totally vaccinated to enter this country to play this event. And there's one person that's not. And so I think there's a little bit of, you know, respect that's got to be shown to your peer group as well. And look, we don't know where this is going to go. It's not a great thing for our sport, for tennis, for Australia, for whatever it is. I know the event will get on. It'll get on the map. We'll play. We'll get some outstanding tennis. At the moment now in Australia, we have got the best players on the planet and we're not talking about them.
Yep.
And that's a real sad thing. I know we'll get to it. And the sooner we get to it, the better, because we'll end up having a great Australian Open. Regardless, we'll end up having a great Australian Open and hopefully we get, you know, we can enjoy that and celebrate that in its right time.
Hey, Roger, do you know what happens logistically if he does not play? Do they redo the men's draw? Is his first round opponent just a walkover? What do they do if he actually doesn't play on Monday or Tuesday?
What they do is, I mean, they would have had some modelling already around this. They're not, Tennis Australia would have been on the front foot around what might potentially might happen. Now, they just changed, they moved the seeding spots. So I'm just trying to, I'm not exactly sure who will go into his seeding spot. So one of the seeds will, that'll just move around a bit. And the draw generally stays where it is, the playing group, but the seedings will just adjust.
And we've got good news stories, as you said, to talk about. I mean, Thanasi Kokkinakis is playing Marin Cilic tonight in the semi-final of the Adelaide International. So from a local point of view here in Australia, we've got the Ash Barty story as well. I mean, unfortunately, we're talking about Novak Djokovic, but on the court, there's plenty of great news stories, Rog.
Yeah, there are. There are great news stories. We're watching a little bit of a re-emergence of Andy Murray. He's having a great run in Sydney too. He's trying to have a tilt at one major where he can actually go deep. Thanasi Kokkinakis here in Adelaide, back-to-back semi-finals, Ash Barty. There's a host of great stories that are coming through, and we'll get to celebrate those. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, this is a global story now. It's, you know, one of the biggest sporting names on the planet, who has definitely gone out strong, hasn't made some good choices all through this whole COVID environment globally. And it seems like, obviously, the hardest thing for us and for anybody in the world, and probably Novak as well, was how do I connect the dots? And all at the moment, the dots from in December till now haven't been connected. You know, it sits where it sits at the moment. So we'll just have to sit and wait. But unfortunately, we're you know, it's not a great climate, is it?
Can I ask you, was there disquiet when it became obvious that Novak was being given an opportunity to turn up unvaccinated?
What was that? What was the first part, Jerry?
Was there disquiet in the playing ranks, do you feel, when it was given? It looked like in what was early December that the medical exemption entry was open to him.
Look, I'm sure within the playing group, they're obviously everyone's got their own perspective on this. Everyone's gone to great lengths to actually do the right thing, as we see. There's 97, I think, percent of the playing group now is vaccinated. So hats off to them. And that happened in just recent times. So especially in the off season, they had opportunities to actually get themselves double vaxxed and boosted, et cetera. And look, there would have been people not happy with it. There's no doubt about that. Inside the playing fraternity, there'd be a lot of people that wouldn't have been, would maybe know Novak's position and would not be happy with it. But as you know, most people are in their own lane and looking after themselves and not wasting their energy on others because they can't control that environment. So I'm sure that's what's taken place. We haven't heard too much from the playing group as such.
Can I ask you, Roger, to fill in one of the blanks, because the most important issue in the final week leading up to the Australian Open normally is the speed of the balls, and yet we haven't heard. Do we know whether they're too fluffy? Do we know whether they're too slow? Are they too springy? Which player is blowing about the balls this year? Because we haven't heard from anyone.
Well, I tell you, Jared, if I can look at the court speeds right now, yep. Tennis Australia have done a great job of getting it right, because we're seeing points, we're seeing some winners through the court. We're seeing your ability to hit the slice shot and get some advantage out of that, come forward to the net and also play off the back of the court. So we have got a court at the Australian Summer and in Melbourne this week coming up that's going to provide some all-round tennis.
Good.
And that's when I think we've got it right. So the balls, well, they're going to be quite quick, I think, Jared. You're going to get some value out of it.
Lovely. That's the information we needed.
Roger, we will talk to you throughout the tournament about the actual tennis, mate. Thank you very much for having a chat to us.
Thanks, boys.